are constructions made to replicate the tidal pools we are losing to our sea walls and the sea. Knobbly concrete crustaceans, they hang on our sea walls, built to withstand the flash and rush of the sea, to keep a miserly puddle awake where small creatures can grow. Displaced pebbles, fragile shells, and small soft bodies, clawed or whiskered, plant their houses, colonies of the dispossessed, haggling over territory and rent. Yes, we do try, some of us, while the giant sea, more macho every year, roars with laughter at our efforts, and Mother Earth, with most to lose, cuddles our infant efforts to her breast and sighs.
The professor's daughter. Her dad locks the booth and gives her the key. Sort the clock, will you? He heads off, pausing to look back, and shouts, "Don't be late." She watches until he disappears. It's been a bad morning. The sky overcast, her dad's mood matching the weather. He'll be off for a beer or two. Earlier, she'd arranged neat rows of seats in front of the booth, but had spent much of the morning drying them off after each rainburst. There had been some soggy families, unimpressed, unenthusiastic. Most punters seem to be taking refuge in the pavilion and the safety of the slot machines in the arcade further along the pier. She moves her wooden hands. Next performance today, 2:30. The Punch and Judy booth with its red and white stripes and promises of slapstick, swazzles and audience participation is in the kiddies corner of the fair, alongside the Toys to Ride, the mini planes, the candy floss stall. When she was younger, she was proud to be the daughter of the professor, the punch man. But now she wants the leathers and DMs. She wants to be part of the big rides, the fairground proper, holding onto the pole at the back of the dodrum, swinging from car to car. She'd like that. She fastens her hood under her chin and wanders along the pier. Music is playing, but the big wheel, the swing ride, the whip, all deserted. Goldfish in plastic bags have been abandoned. Rifles at the shooting range lie idle. The ducks continuing their circular journey without fear of being shot at. But come the night, when the rain catches the lights, when the smells of burgers and hot dogs mixes with the grease and the rides, the girls will be there. The girls, arm in arm, with their lipstick and petticoats, with their giggling and flirting, with their stilettos stuck in the decking, with their screaming in competition with the waves below, pretending to be afraid. And the boys will be there too. The boys, loud, confident with drink. The boys will be there to rescue the girls. She leaves the pier and goes down the steps onto the beach. She takes off her shoes. The sand is coarse and yellow, the sort that sticks to your soles, strains your feet. She walks past a solitary giant 99 ice cream cone. The seafood kiosk is shut. The donkeys are using it as a windbreak, trying to find some shelter from the grey drizzle. She loves the donkeys. "Hello, Daisy." She puts her arm around the animal's neck and buries her face into its wet mane. Miserable, I know. She hugs each donkey in turn. "There, Alice, won't rain forever. Dixie, cheer up, Charlie." She strokes their noses, pats their rumps, and nods at their owner. The boy is sitting in a deck chair, leaning forward on his fists, his hood pulled tight around his face. "You look really fed up," she says. He looks up at her. "No one wants a deck chair." "I do." She bends down and kisses him. The boy gets up and wipes his face. "You're all wet." "Been to see the donkeys. Where's my deck chair then?" There's a heap of blue and white folded deck chairs by the hut. The boy picks one up. "How long do you think it will take me to put it up?" She shrugs. "No idea." He stands up, twists one bit, then another, puts the chair on the ground. adjusts the seating angle and gestures to her to sit. Should I be impressed? She sits down, tucking her shoes under the seat. He adjusts his own deck chair and they sit side by side in the rain, looking out to sea. They've been seeing each other for a couple of weeks. He's not local. The deck chairs are a holiday job. She likes him a lot. He's not like the boy she's used to. He kisses her gently, and he hasn't tried anything else. A seagull screams. She looks over at the pier. You know, if you lean on the rails at the far end of the pier, it's like you're on the big ship far out to sea. You can feel the wind, taste the salt, hear the waves. It's like you're going to America or somewhere. Maybe I'll go to America one day. I'd like that. Do you want to have sex with me? The seagull screams again. I'm not supposed to leave the deck chairs unattended. If you don't want it, yes. Inside the hut, he stacks deck chairs against the door, just in case. They kiss. He fondles her breasts. The floor is gritty with sand. He pulls at a tarpaulin, keeps a veil off the deck chairs when they're outside, and lays it out. She lies down, takes off her jeans. Have you done this before? She asks. Of course. He drops his jeans and falls on top of her. He's in a rush and struggles to push his way inside her, and then it's over. He rolls off and lies on his back. She turns to look at him. He looks as pleased as punch. The top of her legs are sticky, and she sits up, finds a tissue in her jacket pocket. He gets up, and she watches as he pulls up his jeans and refastens them. Have you got time for a cup of tea? I'll treat you. He kisses the top of her head. I thought you couldn't leave the deck chairs. It'll be all right. He buys her tea at the beach cafe. Hawaiian music is playing. It's still raining. They sit in a big bay window, looking out to sea. She stirs sugar into her cup. How long are you staying? End of August. I'm going on holiday, then to university in October, Leeds. What about you? I live here. She looks across the dots of people toing and froing along the pier. I've left school. I don't have to go back. She blows on her tea. Maybe I'll see if there's work at the holiday camp along the coast. She sees the donkeys being led away. Or maybe I'll get a job in a donkey sanctuary. I'd like that.